Mobile.
4HKX. Morning, Bob.
Just pulling out of the road here, heading up to Home Depot. I got to get a couple of chains for my chainsaw.
Not too far from you this morning. I'm meeting my son over here at Fireside for breakfast.
How about you there? I'm just coming off Pace Road right now. I'll turn onto Sugarloaf in a few minutes.
I'm waiting on him to get here. So I'll be sitting outside for a little bit.
Have a good Christmas.
It was a quiet one. Not a lot going on this year, so that was good. And then I've had to do inventory on the tool truck this week, so finally finished it up last night.
Well, I just saw something I've never seen on my road before. So it looked like a homeless guy on a bicycle-powered shopping cart or something.
How that carries all the stickers and duct tape and everything taped to his scooter.
He's a legend. He's been around for a long time. No, it wasn't him. There's another guy that I've seen in town. He's got like a bicycle that's attached to something like a cart or a shopping cart or something where he carries around all his personal belongings. He was like he was pulled over on the side of the road, but it's powered by a bicycle, not a scooter.
There's starting to be more and more of them around here now.
But on a walkabout.
Using them chainsaw chains for?
One of them is a big poplar tree. 60, 70 feet tall, I guess. I don't know. Big, tall tree. And from my side of the tree, when I'm looking at it from my yard, it looks beautiful. But when I put a fence up and put a building up and I happened to walk behind that tree to the other side of it, I saw that it had been struck by lightning and it was rotted or starting to get rotten in the middle. So I put it down, took one of the fence panels down, and I put it down in my neighbor's backyard. And I'm cutting it up into hunks, pieces, so I can get it out of there, and then I'll split that up and use it for firewood. I also cut a small pine tree down. That pine trees are just not, I don't like pine trees, they need to go.
The ice storms and wind storms we have around here, the tops will come right out of those.
Not too big for its britches, so that one went down. So today I'm going to be cutting them up and dragging the brush out of there and getting working on that. And then I guess about 11 o'clock, I'll go see my dad. He's back in the hospital.
Hear that. I hope everything's getting better.
When I go see him, when I saw him yesterday, he was actually worse than when we brought him in there. So hopefully things have improved.
Big plans for New Year's Eve?
Son's birthday today. He's a New Year's Eve baby. But we're not really planning on doing too much. As far as New Year's celebrations, I will probably be sleeping by 9 o'clock and promptly woken by the gunfire out here at midnight and then back to sleep.
Be any gunfire out here in the country like that?
We don't play with firearms like that. Anymore. I used to shoot in the backyard, but I don't waste my ammunition anymore just target shooting much.
Truth, I bought three boxes of 22s, the 333 boxes there the other day. It was $128 for three boxes.
22s for, oh geez, I don't know, penny a round if that.
Definitely gotten out of hand and gotten expensive, but you can't afford to do much wasting of it, let's put it that way.
It's under new ownership, I believe.
That Costa's kitchen had bought it out, so this will be the first time I've been in there since that's happened. We'll see how it goes.
And it appears to be the same menu. So, and it was, I've ordered the same thing from that restaurant every time I've went for 25 years or whatever.
A little white pickup.
Besides, so I might have not got that last one.
You in the little white pickup?
Max on it, that would have been me.
You go by, I'm sitting out here in the front in the black Excursion.
You just, are you off now or off till next year? What's your, what you doing?
done with the inventory. I'm off today, and then tomorrow I'll put the truck back together and get it ready for Monday morning. Other than that, that's all I have planned this weekend. For HKX, Bob, you still out there?
Away from the light.
So for HKX, Bob, you hear that fluttering on the radio?
But I don't anymore, and it was probably because we were too close. We were too close together.
I'm still hearing it. I was just curious.
Anything to tell you the truth, but I'm just heading up Four Seasons here underneath all the power lines, and I was at the corner there at the Shell station, and all the power lines, you lose it right there at the signal.
I don't know much about over here where you lose your signal over on this repeater. Don't get out this way much anymore.
Side there, and you pull up to the light where the Shell station is there, wait to turn. If you get, you'll lose the signal till you get through that light.
Well, I didn't know, like I said, I don't come over this side of town much, unless we're going to Sam's, and I usually come in the back way and stay away from that mess down there they got going on.
That is pretty much no ham radio allowed for whatever reason, and it don't work in there. I don't know what they got going on. And then all the way down Four Seasons, it gets pretty sketchy. Listen, I'm pulling into Home Depot here. I got to run. But good talking to you. Enjoy your breakfast. Have a good New Year. Good talking to you again. Like I said, have a good Happy New Year. MD7J.
You do the same. Have a Happy New Year. And I hope your dad's getting better and gets to come home soon. KO4 HKX. And I'll be clear. 736.